This little unassuming stone marker is likely missed by 90% or more of visitors to the area, which is a shame because it has an interesting history. Nowadays, the world has agreed that the Prime Meridian, which goes through the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England, a borough of London, is the official 0° longitude. But this wasn't the case before 1884. While the meridian in Greenwich was the de facto prime meridian for international shipping maps prior to 1884, when it came to land mapping, most countries designated their own prime meridians. The U.S. was no different. When L'Enfant mapped out the city, he originally set the prime meridian through the U.S. Capitol building. When Thomas Jefferson became president, he ordered the prime meridian to go directly through the White House. The marker you see today was placed here in 1884 and replaced an original marker. Where this marker stands is essentially a perfect square between the White House and the U.S. Capitol. In fact, this is the approximate location that L'Enfant planned to have a statue of George Washington erected. When the plans were changed, calling for a monumental marble obelisk we have today, this patch of land, which was adjacent to the river, was considered to be unstable to support the weight of the structure. Therefore, it was moved slightly east. L'Enfant's plan was to have a grand view of the city for arrivals, with both the White House and the U.S. Capitol building occupying hilltops along with the statue of George Washington, welcoming visitors to this soon-to-be great city. Now, once you've reached the pier marker, play the next audio clip.